We're going to start by talking about what's at stake in a settlement and kind of why this is important and why we're still doing this topic even in the midst of tax reform. And then we're going to talk about the origin of the claim doctrine, which is kind of a fundamental of taxation of legal settlements. And you need the basics in order to kind of cover the more advanced parts. So we'll talk about that. And then we're really going to get into some new things. We're going to talk about how settlement taxation and settlement economics have been impacted by tax reform. We're going to talk about settlement agreements and a number of the different considerations that can come into play with settlement agreements, how you can use them to your advantage. And we're going to talk about process and whether your process is serving you well and how you might be able to assist others, be it AP, payroll, legal, tax, and kind of help them work out a process that helps get the deal done and kind of move you to compliance. So in terms of what's at stake, I'm going to put out a somewhat controversial claim here because this is a tax conference. And what I'm going to suggest is this isn't about compliance. Compliance is important, but in terms of what's at stake, you know, the third bullet point we have under withheld taxes and interest and penalties. But for most settlements that you'll have at a university, the dollars for those are going to be, they're going to be pretty small. You know, maybe you end up with a six-figure settlement. Even then, if you get it wrong, the taxes you're going to have for potential underwithholding and reporting, it's not going to be material in the grand scheme of things. It's important to get it right, but at the same time, if you get it wrong, the taxes are not going to be your biggest concern. If you get it wrong, the overall settlement is going to be the biggest concern. And so, because the settlement's a deal. And settlement is a deal which, in many cases, the litigators at your university and the employment attorneys have probably been working on for 6 months, sometimes a year.